This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Wednesday. Hump day. It's hump day today, and I know you're as excited to see me, or I guess hear me. I know you're as excited to be here as I am, and you know how I know that?
I can taste it.
Because I can taste it, all right? Because I can taste it. We have a great show for you tonight. We have, a hate crime, potentially? Someone found a noose. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the communists using your values against you. We're even going to bring up the fact some hoodlum got shot to death by the cops in the Bronx. We're going to talk about women being hotter in high heels. See, it's going to be a very laid-back show. Why people have fewer friends. I'm not just talking about Chris. We're going to talk about the Overton window, abortion, and inflation, and all that coming up on the Jesse Kelly Show tonight. Oh, and before I forget, we have a Hollywood actress coming up an hour and a half from now. You're going to have to buckle up and wait to see who it is. I'm not telling you who it is, but she's getting involved politically, and you're going to have to buckle up and wait, all right? That's tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, let us begin with, obviously, the big news of the day. The big news of the day is inflation. Though I know you're worried. I know you've seen all the numbers by now and you're worried. Gas is up 43%, used cars 22, meat 14, new cars 13, electricity 11, food 10, transportation 8, food away from home up 7. I know you're worried. I know you're sitting there and you're probably live paycheck to paycheck, or at least there's a chance you do. And if you do, I'm not going to judge you here. I've had most of my life, I've lived paycheck to paycheck. That's just the way a lot of people live. It's not that I think it's the best way to live, but that's just the way it works out sometimes. So I know you're stressing it. Don't, okay? Don't. Listen. They're on it.
And I agree with what Chairman Powell said last week, that the number one threat is the strength, and that strength that we built is inflation.
The number one threat is the strength, and we build it, and it's fine. It's going to work out fine. No, we're totally screwed. No, we're completely screwed because let's have a frank talk. We've had this talk before. We're going to have it plenty of times because it's going to be applicable as long as these Biden people are there. These people aren't sitting around a table right now as you're driving home from work or working out, or maybe having a cup of coffee in the morning, or maybe you're making dinner, whatever you're doing right now. You like to think, and I like to think, I'm not pointing fingers. I like to think, and you like to think that right now there are people in charge and they're sitting around. They had a big, they have a conference room, right? There's a big table. Somebody brought donuts or bagels, if Chris's people are there. Donuts and bagels. And they're sitting around and they're figuring out, okay, well, trash. Inflation, this is not good. The American people are getting crushed. What are we going to do about this? Hey, we have to dig in. Let's figure out how to get these gas prices down. Hey, we got to do something. I mean, that's what you like to imagine. That's what I like to imagine. Because we all want to live in a country where, no, the government's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be made up of saints. That's not realistic. But we do want to live in a country where we have patriots who are in charge, patriots who are the leaders. And because they love the country, they're trying to do what's best for it. But if you actually want to know, the truth is, we don't have that at all. We have something completely opposite. Because they are currently passing a bill. Already sailed through the House. They are passing a really, really critical bill. $40 billion. They sat down and they said, actually, this is the biggest problem we have, and we better get on it. And because they recognized that problem, they dug in and they solved that problem. A single issue bill, $40 billion, Congress out there getting work done. Oh, not for you. You didn't think I was talking about for you, right? I mean, they have issues they view are important. You having baby formula isn't one of them.
I think we all agree the most important thing going on in the world right now is the war in Ukraine.
Not the most important thing going on in your world right now? As you watch people shoot up drugs on the street, that the most important thing in your world right now? As you look at these inflation numbers crushing people, is the most important thing in the world to you right now this?
I think we all agree the most important thing going on in the world right now is the war in Ukraine.
Gas is up 43%.
I think we all agree the most important thing going on in the world right now is the war in Ukraine.
Meat, fish, eggs, little things like that, up 14%.
I think we all agree the most important thing going on in the world right now is the war in Ukraine.
Electricity up 11%.
I think we all agree the most important thing going on in the world right now is the war in Ukraine.
Food in general in your home up 10%.
I think we all agree the most important thing going on in the world right now is the war in Ukraine.
Transportation, that subway ride you took. Flights up 8.5%.
I think we all agree the most important thing going on in the world right now is the war in Ukraine.
Border is wide open. We've already imported over 800,000 illegal immigrants residing in your country. That's in just the very beginning of the Biden administration. There's no plan to secure the border, and wave after wave after wave show up every single day.
I think we all agree the most important thing going on in the world right now is the war in Ukraine.
Over 100,000 Americans died last year from fentanyl. Fentanyl is a toxic drug. It's made in China. Maybe you didn't know that. The Chinese, they find a way to get it into Mexico, where the drug cartels mix it in with basic drugs, even things your kids may try out behind the gym in high school, and people are dying in droves.
I think we all agree the most important thing going on in the world right now is the war in Ukraine.
Your stock market wiped out.
I think we all agree the most important thing going on in the world right now is the war in Ukraine.
And on it goes. And you know the wildest thing? That $40 billion Ukraine bill. And I just want to be clear about something. If you're stressed about refugees and people being wiped out in Ukraine, that's legitimate. There are people losing their lives, losing everything. I talked to Congressman Chip Roy. He's going to be on my TV show tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern on the 1st. And I talked to him about what's in this $40 billion bill. Your money, your tax money, with all these other problems, it ain't going to widows and orphans crossing into Poland from Ukraine. It's a $40 billion State Department slush fund is what it is. $40 billion. But that's not the worst thing. The worst thing is this. It's not that Republicans voted with Democrats to pass it. It's that the vast majority of Republicans voted with Democrats to pass it. Congressman Chip Roy, speaking of him, went off about this whole thing.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The gentleman from Maryland talked about protecting this institution or talked about this institution, but we got a $40 billion bill at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I haven't had a chance to review the bill. My staff is pouring over the pages trying to see what's in it. You want to talk about the institution? You want to talk about standing up alongside Ukraine? Why don't we actually have a debate on the floor of the People's House instead of the garbage of getting a $40 billion bill at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, not paid for, without having any idea what's really in it, with a massive slush fund that goes to the State Department, $13 billion, $8 billion for the Economic Support Fund, $110 million for embassy security. We've got $40 billion that is unpaid for, and you want to sit here and lecture this body about what we're going to do or not do about standing alongside Ukraine? Why don't we talk about the American people who are hurting, the wide open borders, the inflation that's killing people, the jobs that people can't get because of the cost of goods and services in this country? Sitting here and being lectured to when I don't even have time to look at a $40 billion unpaid bill. I make a motion to adjourn.
That's Congressman Chip Roy going off as you are being punished at the gas pump, punished at the grocery store, young moms can't find baby formula, wide open border, mental health crisis, drug crisis, overdose crisis in the United States of America. We're sending $40 billion to the State Department so they can hand out more goodies to places that aren't the United States of America. Now, how can that happen? I mean, the majority of Republicans did it too. How can that happen? How's that possible? Because that's not what you want. It's not what I want. So how do we get to a place as a country where they don't represent us at all, but we elect them? I'll explain that in just a second. Before we get to that, let's talk about timeshares and what a ripoff they can be. You see, timeshares, they are notorious for locking people in. You go in, you're impressed by this timeshare. Maybe your family uses it a bunch. Woohoo, good times. Maybe you stop using it and you want out. You want to stop paying those annual fees. You want to stop paying those special assessments. And that's when you find out you signed a contract that is more locked down than Fort Knox. Lone Star Transfer can get you out. 16,000 customers. Are you locked in a timeshare? You can get out. Lone Star Transfer, family-owned company, get this, they guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. They will get you out. Give them a call for a free, no-obligation consultation. 844-310-2646. That's 844-310-2646. Or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Go on, take the money and run.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I should give you a quick update. You remember Nancy Pelosi said this yesterday.
The impact that it is having on food for the world. So when you're home thinking, what is this all about? Just think about when I was hungry, you fed me. In the Gospel of Matthew.
Nancy Pelosi, big on the Gospel of Matthew. Huge, big, big Bible person. Democrats just tried to pass abortion for all 50 states through all three trimesters. Would you like to know the results? Well, I can give you the results, but hang on. Only Journalist Jesse can do that.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
The monsters who apparently love to murder children in the United States Senate just tried to codify. I still don't know what that word means, but I hear a lot of people using it. I know it means like make it into law, Chris, but I think it's more advanced than that. Anyway, they just tried to pass a bill through the Senate to codify Roe versus Wade for all 50 states, not just yours, all 50 states through all three trimesters. It failed. It failed 51 to 49. They didn't get a single Republican vote. But I don't want to dwell on this because we have to move on. And I did tease something else. We have to talk about how our leaders got totally out of touch with us. We're going to talk about that in a second. But I just want to point this out really quickly. I understand people feel differently about abortion. I don't care how you feel. My feelings are never based on your feelings. I'm obnoxious and cocky, and I come up with my own opinions, and I don't need you to agree with mine. I'm over-the-top pro-life. I am pro-life in every way imaginable. I don't expect everyone to do that. Chris doesn't do that, right? People have various degrees of pro-life. I have been in a delivery room twice, actually, when the wife gave birth to both of our sons. That is a living baby, full grown. Every single Democrat in the United States Senate, every single one just said you should be allowed to kill that thing and it should be the law. And we talk a lot about what we're up against here. What are the stakes of the game? Could the stakes be any more in your face than they are now? I'm telling you, man, there's trouble coming. And I'll tell you what, Chris.
I can taste it.
What? Chris? What? Look, you put it on the soundbar. You can't put it on the soundboard. I know you think it was a mistake now, but it's already on there. It's on the soundboard, and now I just have this need to use it. All right, enough. We were playing this before, and it's not exactly a mystery why Democrats would be out of touch. Let's unpack that really quickly. Why are Democrats so out of touch? Well, they don't ever have to be introduced to you or your values. You don't even have to live in D.C. You can live anywhere. Omaha, L.A., New York, Miami, Wyoming, Texas. It doesn't matter where you are. You can live anywhere. If you're a Democrat, you never have to confront values contrary to yours. You go to the movies, those are your values. You turn on a sitcom, it's your values. Listen to music, your values. Send your kid to school, they learn your values. The Democratic Party, 90% of the Republican Party, your values. You turn on the news at night, your values. Corporate America, every commercial, every ad, all your values. So they're, of course they're in a bubble. So let's set them aside. How out of touch is Congress? Why are they so out of touch that they would pass a $40 billion aid bill to Ukraine when there's so many problems here? But it's not, again, it's not just them. It's not just the communists. It's Republicans too.
I think we all agree the most important thing going on in the world right now is the war in Ukraine.
How's that happen? Well, here's how it happens. And I've used this totally stupid analogy before, and I know it's dumb, but listen, I went to community college. I'm dumb, so I use dumb analogies. You just have to learn to live with that. But I've used this analogy before, but it's so true. It's so appropriate. Where think about all the people of a nation like ours and the government and our leaders, not just government, our cultural leaders. Think about them like a big ball of Play-Doh, a big blue ball of Play-Doh. So here you are. You're holding blue balls in your hand. All right. You got a big blue ball of Play-Doh in your hand. Now, the government, the leadership, they want to take you, the people, they want to take those big balls, and when they want to drag the big balls a different direction. They want to take it a direction the big balls want to go. The big balls want to go down. Leadership wants to pull the balls up. So they start pulling, only they don't have a grip on the whole ball. They only have a little part of the ball, and the ball starts to pull away. Soon there's a little ball pulling away from the big ball. And they continue to pull, and they continue to pull, and they continue to pull. And they want you to change. They want you to only care about what they care about. And because of that, they can't seem to make themselves realize they're not in control. politicians, actually not just politicians, leaders of all kinds always make this mistake. They feel like they are controlling the masses instead of riding the masses. And so as they pull that ball away from the big blue ball, all they're doing is separating themselves from us. And that's what's happened with the leadership in the United States of America now. Cultural leadership across the spectrum. They're completely isolated from you. Completely isolated from me. They look down on us. They think we're uneducated rubes. And so they continue to do only the things they want to do. And they're always looking back at us and scolding us. Why aren't you coming along? Well, I mean, that's the Republican, well, soon to be Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Everyone agrees the most important thing in the world.
I think we all agree the most important thing going on in the world right now is the war in Ukraine.
No. I'm sure Ukrainian people believe that, and I sympathize 100%. Maybe even some Russian people believe that. I get it. Shoot, maybe all of Europe believes that. We're not in Europe. We're over here in the United States of America, and we have moms that don't have baby formula. We have a wide open border. We have inflation out of control. We have energy prices. How are you that out of touch? You've pulled your ball away. Your ball is now a separate ball from our ball. So we got two balls there. You know what? Just, I wish I'd put that differently in hindsight. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I have actually I saw something cool about that. The song made me realize something. Look, I'll get to this criminal who got shot by the cops, and I have to get to Nancy Pelosi and this dangerous hate crime and a bunch of other stuff here in a second. I actually have to talk about 2,000 Mules here real quick, but before I get to that, that song it took me back, Chris. Look, it took me back. All right. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll take your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday, which is coming. But that song, that country road song, I forget his name, Gino something. He played for the Jets for a while. Gino something. He played for West Virginia for college football. And when he played his final game, his senior year, he's a great quarterback for West Virginia. They started playing that song, and the stands, all the fans stayed in the stands when he played his final home game, and they all started singing that song to him. And he came out midfield. Don't roll your eyes, Chris. You have no feeling. You have no heart. You're the type of guy. Okay, yes, I do have feelings. That's a lie. People think I don't. I cry when I watch Rudy every single time, for your information. We don't have to bring up the dog, Chris, okay? I have to cuddle with the dog. He throws himself on you. What are you supposed to do? All right, never mind. You know what? Never mind. Do you see this? Headline, dangerous criminal injured in a shootout with the NYPD cops dies after he was freed on weak bail laws. I mean, I guess that's an underreported topic of all these weak bail laws. You're going to start demanding, well, I mean, you're going to start asking cops to kill people. When a cop has an encounter with a violent criminal, I have many, many cop friends, and they'll tell you, I mean, a lot of people have never experienced violence in their lives, but you have an encounter with the violent criminal, you know, in the back of your mind that whole time, this is a dangerous person. I have to be on my guard. At any moment, this guy might snap and try to kill me and might succeed, might kill me, might kill my partner. And the feeling of palpable relief when they get their hands on one of these violent criminals and they get him locked up, get handcuffs on him, and get him in the back of the car, get him in the back of the squad car and get him on the way to the station, the feeling of palpable relief is amazing. You keep taking these guys in and you keep turning them loose on the streets. The cops now have to have that same violent encounter again. And it might not go the same way the second time that it did the first time. Look, law of averages say you arrest a violent man enough times, he's eventually going to get violent when you arrest him. Look, by the grace of God, this time it wasn't the cop that died, innocent civilian that died, but this is one of those problems that's not going away. And it's not going away. And remember something. Remember, this has become a nation where lawlessness is, it's not accepted. It is now encouraged, and encouraged at the highest levels. Chuck Schumer is a senator from New York. New York's probably the second most powerful state in the United States of America. Chuck Schumer is the Senate Majority Leader. That is a big deal. Listen to this man.
If protests are peaceful, yes. My house is, there's protests 3-4 times a week outside my house. That's the American way to peacefully protest is okay. And I've been, that's my wife.
Okay, one, silence your cell phone, Chuck. All right, two, it was not your wife, Chuck. Don't play these games, okay? Don't play these. No, Chris, that's not very nice. That's not very nice. He yells pride at the gay pride parades because he thinks that gets him elected. And you, Chris, no. Look, I'm not even going to tell people what you just said, Chris, because it's not appropriate and it's not right. I mean, it's not like we have a whole bunch of these people throughout the government anyway. All right, you know what? Set that aside. I did enjoy this. I did. We'll get to the hate crime. I'm going to take phone calls tonight. But not yet. I'm going to take phone calls. Keep that in mind. Just buckle up. I'll have a question for you shortly. But Nancy Pelosi, I played this for you a little bit earlier on the show. Let's set aside the subject matter, all the Roe versus Wade stuff here. What have we said endlessly about the communist? What does the communist do with your values?
He sees your values. He knows you have them. He's well aware of what your values are. What does he do with them? You know, everyone's saying it right now. He uses your values against you. This is communism 101. This is what they do. Nancy Pelosi, of course, she's pitching for the whole Ukraine $40 billion thing, but abortion right up until birth and after birth, Nancy Pelosi, she really, really, really wants you to know about the Gospel of Matthew.
The impact that it is having on food for the world. So when you're home thinking, what is this all about? Just think about when I was hungry, you fed me. In the Gospel of Matthew.
And the Gospel of Matthew. Why would she say that? Because it works on you. Which is interesting because this is another little bit from the Gospel of Matthew. He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift up you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone. You know who said that in the Gospel of Matthew? Not who said it earlier in the Bible. You know who said that in the Gospel of Matthew? The devil. The devil knows scripture too, you see. And this is a tale as old as time, as you could see. Communists use your values against you. And because you're a person with values, it is hard for you. It's hard for you to resist against that. And I'm saying this because this is a tactic they've always used, and it's one they always will use. They use it because it works. They use it because it works. Do you remember the Khans? K-H-A-N. You probably forgot about them because this is kind of ancient history. When Trump was running against Hillary back in 2016, I think this was then. It might have been the Biden election, but I'm pretty sure it was 2016. The Khans, there was this family, this mom, dad, and they would bring them out to speak at the Democrat convention. And they would get up there behind the microphone and they would just savage Donald Trump, savage him over and over and over again. Why would they bring these people out? Because they were gold star parents. Their son bravely went over and fought and died and lost his life. I think it was in Afghanistan or something like that. Okay, so why bring them out? Because what are your values? If I was to introduce you right now, if you were sitting right here beside me in the studio right now, and I was to introduce you to gold star parents, would you be accommodating to those people? My goodness, you would, right? Like I could ask you to go change the oil in his car, and you'd probably say, you know what? Absolutely, sir. It's an honor. This is an honor of your son, because those are your values. They know that. What's so sick is this. You have to understand what you're dealing with. They're so evil. They're so valueless. Not only do they not have your values, they understand how to exploit your values. They understand all too well how to use your values against you. Oh, you're mad? You're worried about inflation and gas prices, and you're mad that we just sent $40 billion over to Ukraine? You're mad about that? Maybe you didn't realize that's what Jesus would want. Do you not love Jesus anymore? Oh, they do it all the time. All right. Speaking of your values, whew, man, this is going to be hard to get through. We have a hate crime. Someone found a noose. Hang on. I will explain exactly what happened here in just a moment and why we're all laughing about it. Before we get to that, speaking of your values, all too often these days, this is not news to you, all too often these days, corporations trash your values. They trash them every time you turn on the TV. You see commercials that trash your values. You see it in billboards trashing your values all over the place. When I find corporations who don't, in fact, when I find corporations that actually stand up for me and my values, I patronize those corporations exclusively. I would never consider buying bedding anywhere else but MyPillow, anywhere. And that's not just because of the quality, and everyone knows about the quality by now. Mike Lindell and MyPillow, they're not even neutral. They're out there fighting for your values every single day. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the code Jesse, and that gets you their amazing Giza Dream Sheets for 60% off. Go buy a couple sets while they're 60% off. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, Giza Dream Sheets, 60% off. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We will get to this dastardly hate crime here in just a moment. But first, I want you to know, maybe you're a young mother out there right now and maybe you need baby formula. And let me caution some people, because a lot of people didn't go the formula route. Like, we didn't go that route in my house. But some women have to have it. Some women actually can't breastfeed for various reasons. So young mothers out there need it. They need it. So this is what's happening. There's a huge shortage. There's such a shortage that companies are starting to ration how much of it you can buy. It's that bad. This was the White House response when asked about it.
Great. Is this a turning point on the formula issue at the White House? You mentioned the White House is involved.
I mean, at the White House, I don't know. I can find out for you and get you a person who's running point, but I don't have a person in it.
Hey, who's working on the inflation issue? We got kids who are, babies are going to starve out there. Oh, I don't know. I haven't really looked into it. Oh, and you're stressed about that? Transportation up 8.5%. You're stressed about that subway ticket? You're stressed about that airplane ticket you got to buy to go visit mom? Well, I want you to know, Joe Biden has found the person responsible.
Only four big companies, by the way, control more than half the markets for beef, pork, and poultry. Without meaningful competition, our farmers and ranchers have to pay whatever the four big retailers say they'll pay for their chickens, their hogs, and their cattle. These big companies can use their position as middlemen to overcharge grocery stores and ultimately families. Just consider this. 50 years ago, ranchers got over 60 cents on every dollar spent to produce the beef.
Yeah, he's blaming the companies. Their plan for inflation. This is why it's so insidious right now in the country. That's such a great word, insidious, Chris. I feel like I've used that word. What? I feel like I've used that word a lot lately, and I'm getting smarter. You know how I know?
I can taste it.
All right, forget it. But it's so insidious because these people, they're not worried about fixing the problem. In fact, I would argue they can't fix the problem. Remember, the inflation we're experiencing right now, I'm sorry to tell you, isn't even Joe Biden's inflation. It's not. This is what happens when you stop an economy for a virus and print trillions of dollars. We haven't even gotten to the Joe Biden portion of inflation yet, and that's going to be really, really bad. So they're sitting around and they don't have any idea how to solve it because, frankly, there's no solving it. You can't put that genie back in the lamp. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. And I've absolutely run out of analogies to use to describe that. But either way, you can't fix it now. The money's been printed. You can't unprint it. It's already out there in circulation, trillions of it. And they're still passing trillions. Rear Admiral Buttigieg was even asked about it.
Yeah, understood. But did it contribute to inflation, as economists say?
Look, I think that historians and economists will be debating the early 2020s and what happened for many years and decades. But right now, we're still living in that moment.
Look, we don't know if our $1.5 trillion bill, we don't know if it contributed to inflation. No, we're fine. We have potential hyperinflation. Let's recap this before we get on to this dastardly hate crime. We're in a recession. We're not going into a recession. We're in one. Remember, a recession is two straight quarters of economic shrinkage, right? Shrinkage, like freezing cold pool shrinkage. Two straight quarters of that means that's officially a recession. We already had one. We're in the middle of another one where it's going to shrink again. It is. So we're in a recession. Probably heading for a depression. That's my opinion. Because you're going to have inflation out of control anyway. Plus, you're going to have high interest rates trying to tamper down the inflation. I don't see how we avoid a global depression at this point in time. So we have all that happening, and yet they're still tossing $40 billion at foreign countries. It's insane. It is insane, and it almost feels like, it almost feels like it's on purpose, doesn't it? Doesn't it feel like these people are trashing us on purpose? Well, that's because they are. Remember, you're dealing with people who hate the country. All right, forget about that. Forget we have a lot more to talk about tonight. We still have this little clip from 2000 Mules I'm going to play for you. In fact, I'm going to play it right now. And then I'm going to play it again. And then I think I'm going to play it again in the third hour. Why, Chris? People need to understand exactly what was happening. Here's just a little taste. I'll play the rest of it next hour.
So we're going to show you a visual, a pattern of life that someone can see and look at rather than just a whole spreadsheet of numbers, being able to look at it in this manner. What you see here on the screen is a single person on a single day in Atlanta, Georgia. They went to 28 drop boxes in 5 organizations.
I'm not playing the rest of it. I'll play the other in about a half hour from now. I'll play you the rest of that. Look, what happened during the election is real, and we have to talk about it. We have to always be talking about it. All right, we still have the Border Patrol, the Overton window. We are going to talk about this Democrat measure to try to codify Roe versus Wade into law. Why are they wading into a subject that's actually a loser for them? Why do that right now? I will explain. I believe there's actually, I think there's a point to what they're doing. Beyond standard insanity, I think there's a point to what we're doing, so we'll get into that in just a moment. But out of respect, I think we should talk about this really scary story out of Stanford. And I know what you're picturing right now. You're picturing Stanford, and you're thinking, oh, man, beautiful campus. Pretty good football team, actually. Really, really smart kids. Probably a very, very, very safe place to be, but you would be dead wrong. You see, unbeknownst to you, unbeknownst to me, because I tried to transfer from my community college into Stanford. They wouldn't let me. Unbeknownst to you or me, there's a violent, vile undercurrent of racism and hate going on at Stanford University. And before you send Aiden, Jaden, or Braden there, we need to sit down and we need to talk about it. We're going to do that, and we're going to finally take phone calls next. I haven't taken them in over a week. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.